back to Martinez. They were learning Daf Yud Beis. That's Daf 12. Picking up at the bottom, we get off on the base, the last two words, and we're learning as always in the merit, our hostages return home safely, our soldiers should be safe and successful, Israel should be successful and withstand all the pressures, the double standards that the nations of the world are imposing on Israel, says the Gemara, Amrav Chista. Hi, the Amr, this on the show. So we started discussing this concept that you can have a fast that's 24 hours, you can have a fast that's 12 hours, you can have a fast Lishos, which we were unsure about, and now we've concluded is a genuine fast. And that is, you're not fasting the full duration of a day, but rather part of the day. So, Ad Amrit, this on the show, this that we said, it's legitimate to have a fast for hours, as in and not a full day. That means you still have to, you can't eat until evening. Because, no, that's actually a regular fast. It's your fast entire day. So he says, no, what's going on here? So, is a fast, meaning, is it just, you know, can you eat in the morning and then fast halfway through the day, midday till the evening, or fast, to midday and eat afterwards? He says, no, the first opinion is you have to fast in the evening. Chris is like, that's a regular fast. What's the difference? So, tricha, the imlich, amluche. We're talking about a case where he changed his mind. As the first, he wanted to fast to midday. And then Rav Chizu says that if in the event he decides he wants to continue fasting until evening, that's considered a valid fast. Vam Rav Chizu, call tina shlo shaka alav chama. Any fast where the sun does not set on it, as in you eat before nightfall, lash me tina, this is not a fast. Okay. Mesive, the following challenge. Anjei mishmazan of alam hashalmin. We're going to learn coming up in two or three parakim that those who are part of the mishmar, that the mishmar is divided into 24 groups, each mishmar kohanim and levim serving 1 week at a time in the Beis HaMikdash. So they would begin a fast, they wouldn't end a fast. So we still call it a fast. Thus, sorry, Rav Chisda, here we have a place where the sun's not setting on people fasting. What's going on here? So Hasam with Suri Nashibamhu. There the fast is there is just to afflict themselves, but not actually to be a genuine partial fast. Now, why are they afflicting themselves? This goes back to an idea we started talking about yesterday, which is very relevant and resonant nowadays, and probably will make an appearance in the Shabbos at Gadol Drasha. And that is that they were afflicting themselves because they wanted to identify with the distress of the people. And therefore, although halachically they didn't have to abstain from eating, they would at least to some extent, not eat breakfast or lunch, so they can identify with the pain of the people around them. Toshima, Dom Rav Elazar bar Tzadok, Ani b'nei bano shel Sana ben Binyamin. I am from the descendants of Sana ben Binyamin, who we're going to learn about, and also in the fourth parak, that in the days of the Second Temple, they didn't have enough wood. We actually learned about some Megillah. It came out of Megillah. They didn't have enough wood, so various families basically volunteered and donated the wood on different days of the year. And the day that that family would bring the wood would be a celebration for them. So we learned about this, if you recall, in the beginning of Masechet Megillah. And we talked about these days that we push off versus days that we pull back and do it earlier when it falls down on Shabbos. So it's Pamachas Chal Tesbav Leot Shabbos. 1 year Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos. We postponed Tisha B'Av to after Shabbos. The problem was that on the 10th of Av, was a day that this family would celebrate the bringing of the wood. We fasted, but we did not complete the fast. Because again, we couldn't fast, because this is our holiday. Again, we're celebrating the fact we're volunteering and donating all this wood. What do we see from here? That although they're terminating a fast prior to nightfall, we're still calling it a fast. This contradicts from Chista's teaching that a partial fast is only valid if you fast the entire day. So also Namilutsuri Nashi Balmahu. No, again, this idea is so resonant now that they want to afflict themselves. That is to say, if the entire Klal Yisrael is going through a Tisha B'Av, and this family, because of just the calendar falling out in the way that it did in this year, this family did not have to commemorate Tisha B'Av. They weren't going to do nothing. They had to do something to identify with the Tzibor. Toshima Dom Rev Yochanan Abatinas Achiyavel Basi. This Yochanan used to say, I'm going to fast until I get to my house. When I get home, then I'll eat. It's awesome as well. He was trying to release himself from his obligation to go to the Nasi. Seemingly, he knew if he's walking home and the Nasi, the leader, would see him, he'd say, come eat with me. In order to get him, get out of the social obligation, he'd say, oh, I'm fasting. So he'd accept upon himself a partial fast. Any fast you do not accept upon yourself during the previous day is not called a fast. This is actually this is what we do. La'alach, we accept upon ourselves during mincha the previous day. V'i Yosef, and if he fasts, my, it's very interestingly, interesting. What if the person decides, wakes up one morning, goes, I'm going to fast. What does he do? Amrav Barshila, Dami the Pumche de Malizika. He's like a bellow that is filled with air. You ever see the blacksmith? They have these big bellows where they pull the string and it lets air out and it fans the flames. So this person compared to a bellow full of air, I mean to say you're empty, you don't have any food in you, but you've done nothing. You've done zilch because it's not considered a real fast. In order to be a fast, it has to be done within the way in which halacha says it's considered a good halachic fast. So a must be kabbalist. So when you accept upon yourself a fast, rabbi mincha during mincha, or sorry, at the time of mincha. Shmuel says, no, not just at the time of Mincha, but actually during the Mincha Tefillah, meaning during Shmuel Esrei. Big difference. Okay. Amrav Yosef, Kavasei, Shmuel Mastabra. Shmuel makes the most sense. The Ksiv of Megillas Tainis, it says in Megillas Tainis, again, that book that listed all the minor holidays, both fastes and not fastes, and it listed all the holidays when you're not allowed to establish a fast. Lohen Kol Inchi, any man, the Yasi Ilo Mikan Midana, upon whom came a fast before this holiday, Yasser shall prohibit. That is, if a person had a fast prior to this holiday, the fasts are not interrupted. Okay, that's a little bit cryptic. What does this mean? What exactly does this mean? So a person seemingly accepts upon themselves a series of fasts. I'm going to fast the next 10 Sundays in a row, or 10 Mondays and Thursdays in a row, and then it ends up colliding with the fact that there's a minor holiday on these days where you're not allowed to fast, so his fast overrides the holiday. My love, is this not proof? Yasser Atzmitzilo, he prohibits himself in prayer. Why do we say that? So it's a bit ambiguous what exactly this means, but Rashi seems to say he, with a vow, Batzlu, he prohibits himself in prayer. The implication seems to be that how is he prohibiting himself if it's taking place during prayer? I don't have total clarity on this. Lo, Yasser Atzmitzilo, just means he prohibited himself, could be whether it's during prayer or during the time of Mincha. Pligi Bahai Rav Chiyav Rav Shimon Barebi. So this is actually, there's a machlokas of Chinuch of Shimon Bar Rebbe about what exactly this means. But Chad Amar Yasser, one said he will prohibit, Chad Amar Yasser, one said he is prohibited. Meaning to say that a person who accepted upon himself a series of fasts and it collides with one of these minor holidays, so is it he will be prohibited or is he prohibited automatically? Man Damar Yasser, one who says he will prohibit, Kedamrina, as we said, meaning to say that he has to re-accept upon himself the fast prior to Mincha. The one who says no, he is prohibited. My hobby. What's the explanation? The time of Megillas Tainis, Kolinchi, Diyasiela, Miak Tamik, Dadana. For any person for whom they had a series of fasts before they set the holiday, person says, okay, there's nothing taking place next 2 weeks, I'm going to fast. And then he hears out that that doesn't establish a holiday because of some miracle that occurred. Yasser, he's prohibited for eating those days. Ketzad, Yachach Kiba, love, a person accepts upon himself to fast. Shnei Vechmishi, Vesheni, Shakal, Shanakula. I'm going to fast every Monday and Thursday of the entire year. And how these recorded Megillas Tainis occurred on these fast days in Midrukot and the Gezeroso. So if his vow to fast happened before the decree to establish holidays, he vowed Nedarez Gezeroso. So his vow will nullify the decree. Then Gezeroso comes in the Nedarez. But if our decree, meaning say if the holiday existed before he took the fast, he vowed Gezeroso Nedarez, then the decree will nullify the vow to fast because he wasn't allowed to take a vow in those days. So the assumption was when he took it, but not for those sort of days. Okay, next. The Gemara is now going to discuss are you allowed to eat on the night preceding the fast? We've kept on mentioning that seemingly one's allowed to eat until daybreak, but it's actually not so clear. In Halacha L'maisa, we're going to paskin like this Gemara. But wait till we get to the end of it before we jump to conclusions, halachic conclusions. Tanu Rabbon. Until when can a person eat and drink? Meaning to say the fast day is tomorrow morning, when can he eat and drink? One point is until the first, until daybreak, until the light of dawn becomes of dawn. Until the rooster begins to crow. Okay. Seemingly, it's a very similar point time. This is provided he didn't complete his meal. But if a person completed his meal for dinner on the night beforehand, he cannot get up and eat afterwards. Why? Because the assumption is, seemingly, and this is important, that there is some sort of element of the fast day, and the night preceding the fast day, we just don't actually fast. But if you finish your meal, so you can't go and eat again. So they say, Rubber challenges the Bai, Gomer Ba'amad, is this really true? Hari Zalcho. We know from elsewhere, a person completes his meal and gets up, he can go back and eat again. So Hassan, Kishlo Silik. No, the difference is, did he clean his table? Did he remove the table? Which back then, everyone had their own tables. So I guess the quote would be, did he clean up or not? If he cleaned up, so he can't go back to eat. If he didn't clean up, so then he can continue eating. Iqadamri, those say it differently. Amarava, Lo shon elke shelo yashin. If he did not sleep, I'll be yashin, ain't no afel. And this is actually indeed how we pass kalach lamaisa. If a person goes to sleep on an eve of a fast, even if they wake up prior to dawn, they're not allowed to eat. Now, if a person goes to bed with the intention of, and they say to themselves, either I don't want to accept upon myself the fast until daybreak, or they know, they set their alarm, I plan on waking up at 4:28 in the morning to drink my coffee before the fast, so then they're allowed to, because the assumption is that's not considered their final meal. The final meal is the final meal you intend to eat prior to the fasting. So if you go to sleep and say, I'm not waking up, there's no way, it's in the middle of summer, I'm not waking up at 4 in the morning, I'm going to sleep now. And then what have you, for some reason, your kid wakes you up, the neighbor next door is making a lot of noise, and you wake up at 3 in the morning. So in that case, one is not allowed to actually eat, because the assumption is you've actually accepted upon yourself the fast already. Whereas if you're like me, I basically say to myself, before I go to sleep, I'm going to sleep, but I know that if I get woken up, which is very probable, because I get woken up most nights by either a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old, he's 4-year-old, so I I guess a neighbor's barking dog. So then I say, I have in mind that in the event that I wake up, so I haven't accepted upon myself the fast yet. Okay, Esvei Rav. So Esvei Bai challenges Rav. Yoshim, when a person sleeps and gets up, how is it Ochel? So he has another brice that says a person sleeps and gets up, he can eat against Rav. So Asim is not, no, there he's dozing. So meaning he didn't actually go to sleep. Hechdim is not, what's dozing like? This ask him Sechas Megillah, talking about a person who starts nodding off during the Megillah. Amar Rav Ashi, beep. Let me turn the page. Nimvelo Nim, he's asleep but not completely asleep. Tirvelo Tir, he's awake but not completely awake. He's in the car. If you call up his name, he'll say, what, yes? Avluda Adusar, but he can't give you you say, what's 4 plus 10? He won't know. But you remind him, he'll know. Meaning to say, he's a little out of it because he's kind of falling asleep, dozing off. That's not considered real sleep, and therefore, you can eat afterwards. Okay. Omer Avgana Marav, Yachit Shekibo Alav Tainis, Asim Nils Asantav, individual accept upon himself a fast. They are prohibited from wearing leather shoes. Hashem Shem Tainis, see where Kibo Alav, we concern perhaps accept upon himself the stringencies of a public fast, which come with all the Chamish Inuyin. Hey, Chavitz, what should they do? Omer Avgana Shila, therefore, a person should be very explicit when they declare that they're going to fast the next day during Mincha. They should say, I'm accepting upon myself a private fast, so that they're only abstaining from food, but not from the other Inuyim. Omer le Rabban Rav Sheshes, hi to Gachazina Rabban the Messiah Mila Manu, because I saw rabbis wearing their shoes, Vasa Bitanu, so they came out of a house to pray, of the fast to pray, meaning it was a public fast day, and they're wearing their shoes. So it seems to be against this. Ikbid, Rav Sheshes gets very upset. Maybe they're also eating. What means to say what? That they, for some reason, these rabbis separate themselves from the tzibor, and they're not part of the tzibor, and they're doing the wrong thing. So don't bring a riot when people are doing the wrong thing. Abai v'rabba Miley. Abai Rav would go into a house on a tefillah on a public fast day. Ki mesaimia pante. Wearing the upper leather part of their shoes with the lower part. They'd wear the left shoe on the right shoe, like my kid wears every morning. Small at Laminion, the left shoe on the right shoe. Why? So they seemingly held that one does not need to, as we see in a minute, we actually mentioned a few days ago, that there's no such thing as a public fast day in Bavel. That is, we don't have these five stringencies anymore other than Tisha B'Av. But because other people did hold of it, so they didn't want to pretend everything was normal, so they do something to show that they are almost again like they had the tsar, the pain, feeling the pain of everyone else. Fine. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, Nekma Beke Orcha, they go out on a public fast day as usual. Sarvak be Hadar of Shmuel, Ain Tanasi Bavel, El Tishba Vadik. Other than Tishba, we don't have these public fast days in Bavel. Omar Rav Yehud Omar Rav. Lava Adam Tainas, a person can borrow a fast day. That is, a person who's having difficulty fasting. This is talking about a private fast and saying, you know what? I'll eat now and I'll make it up later on. We'll probably repay it later on. Again, the language of Gemara is borrow it and repay it. So he said one time I told Rabbi Huda said I told this ruling of Rabbi before Shmuel. Amali, did a person accept a vow upon himself? Then he must fulfill it in any event. Let's turn now. Hello, what's a fast day? A fast day is you say, I'm going to fast today. I'm going to afflict myself. It's not, I'm taking a neder, I'm going to afflict myself, and in the event I can't make it up, so I have to make it up. So, meaning to say that, if a person wasn't able to make it through the fast, there's no need to make it up an alternative day. So, we have that as machlokas. Rav seems to say if a person takes a fast, they have to repay it, and Shmuel's like, no. Fast is not about, it's not a neder, a vow, you have to make it up. Like I say, I'm bringing a cow as a carbon, the cow I had in mind dies, so now I have to bring a new one in its place. That's a Megillah throwback and a Nedarim Mishneh Yomi throwback. No, it's just in fasting. It could be. It could be that Rav was talking about a specific case where a person said, I'm going to take a series of fasts. I'm taking 10 fasts. In that case, that's where you have to make it up. That's how the Rav learns it. Well, there's a big machlokus how to learn this Gemara. Okay. Ikadami. Some say the following dialogue took place. I'm Rav Yehuda Amarav. Lo Vada Tainu is a person who borrows day fasting prayer and pay the next day camera coming to Shmuel. The next I mentioned before Shmuel Amar Li Shita, this is obvious. Lo Yala Neder, it's only a Neder. Neder mi lo matzi by Lishmin Mezel. Can he not repay the vow? On the morrow of the next day. So since he has so what he seems to say is that the opposite, that it's just like a Neder, if you can't purchase a stuck, if I'm saying give stuck now, I can't give it, I can give it tomorrow. So if I can't do the fast now, I can do it tomorrow. They brought him a delicious calf, half third growing. They brought him a nice, good rib steak. So Amarle, they said to him, here, eat something. Amarle, but Tainisi Yasvina, I'm fasting today. Amarle, Lazayef Mar Lifari. So this is what every teenager thinks on a fast day. I'll tell you what, why don't you just eat it now and you can rip tomorrow. You can fast tomorrow. I mean, repay it. Lo summer mar, do you not hold Adam Rav Yehuda Marav? Don't you hold Rav Yehuda Marav said live Adam Tainus Papara? That person can borrow a fast day and repay it. So I'm a little Tainus Lumpu. No, I'm fasting because of a dream I had. I had a bad dream. I'm a Rav Bar Machasi. I'm a Rav Cham Bar Gurio. I'm a Rav Yop Tainus Chalom Keish Lenorav. So the fast day is effective for nullifying the harmful effects of a bad dream. The same way fire is effective at consuming flax. So long as you fast on the day of the dream. Who even fast on Shabbos, and halachically brought down Shulchan Aruch. A person has a bad dream, they can do a tainus chalom on Shabbos. My concept, but the problem is you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, so how do you rectify the fact you fast on Shabbos? You should observe an additional fast during the week to atone for the fact you fasted on Shabbos. Okay, moving on. So we went through the first series of fasts, and the people and God did not answer the prayers. Based in Gozer, we now are going to escalate the severity of the fast. Now there are three additional fasts in Tibur. You can eat and drink again at night while still day, but you can't eat after this. Okay. And you are forbidden with malacha. Now, sorry, I messed it up over here. It seemed to be here that meaning to say you can eat and drink during the day, but once nightfall comes, it's a 24-hour fast. You can no longer eat. The only difference between like this and the Tisha B'Av, we even say Banash Shmashos, one can eat, whereas here we say it has to be, it's a little later. Okay. V'as Malach, you can't work. Uber Chitz and wash oneself. Uber the Sleek, anointing oneself. Uber the Hassan, wearing shoes. Uber the Mita, and marital relations. But no less Amar Chetzos, and we lock the bathhouses. Oh, Elav Lonan, what happens if God forbid these fasts pass and we're not answered? Based on Gozer laying O Chiva. There are an additional 7 fasts. Shin Yud Gil Tanis Al Tibor. Now there are a total of 13 fasts on the Tibor. It was 3, 3, now 7. Harry Elu, Yisuras Al Rishon, these are even more stringent than the first ones. Sheva Elu Masrin. On these ones, we cry out. Maybe we blow the shofar. Vanoz Achanus, we lock the stores. No commerce. Vesheni Matin Imcha. On Monday, we partially open it to allow people to purchase things. Vachemishi Matarim with Nikol Chavs. On Thursday, it's fully open so people can buy food in honor of Shabbos. Available now. If these ones pass and are answered, mat mas and matan, we then decrease our involvement in commerce, minyan mitia, and construction and planting, beirus and usun and getting married and betrothing, shel shom and adam chaver and greeting one another. Took a tishbav, adam hazuf and lamakum. We as people who are put in chayrim before God, they were censured by God. And hayichidim and back to our distinguished ones, chosim matan. They continue fasting. Achis nisan until nisan departs. Yos nisan yadu shaman. Nisan goes, and only then it begins to rain. Simen Klal, this is a curse. Shinemar, Alokatir Chitim Hayom. Is today not the wheat harvest? Okay, so that's the progression from least strict to most severe. So the Gemara has a very interesting question. The Gemara is basically saying, like, if you look at this list, it's a little perplexing. Because on the one hand, I understand why there's certain things we don't do. We don't anoint ourselves or wash ourselves because it's about pleasure and we're afflicting ourselves. But going to work, maybe you should go to work, Taka. You know, that's really afflicting yourself. All these things have pleasure. However, is work distressing? Meaning, is it distressful to you? Why are we restricting us from going to work? So the reason really is, in order to free one up, so they can spend the time doing proper tshuva and focusing on what's important, so we can do tshuva and then merit God's bountiful blessings on us. However, we find a smachta for this idea. The pasuk says in Yoel, Kitchub, so prepare a fast, Kuru, Atzera, call a gathering, Asifu, Zakanim, assemble the elders. Tatzera is comparable to a gathering. What is that to say? So the aftas also excuse me, just as a gathering, which is a yom tov, once prohibited in work, so too on a fast day, one is prohibited from doing work. Okay, says the Gemara. So if we really want to say that it's like a yom tov, where that's why you can't do malacha matzar, just as a yom tov, it's prohibited from doing work even at night as well. Aftanis nami rusa, this should also apply to a fast as well. So Amar Rav Zera Ludidi Mafarashli, it says Minei Rav Yirmiyahu Abba. He said the following is explained to me. Amar Kra Asif was a kainim, assemble the elders. And that from there we say a person is not allowed to work. Dumu Asif is a kainim, can't roll to the assembly of the elders that occurs on a public fast day. Masif is a kainim b'yom, just as the elders assembled during the daytime. Afta nam b'yom, so too the prohibition against working on a fast day applies only during the daytime. Okay. Although even though the eating and drinking happens at night. The Ema Mitira, so maybe you can say just as the elders, when do they get together? In the afternoons. They don't have to get together in the morning. So Amar Rav Sheshi Bar Rav Izi, Misaylei Rav Huna, Damrit Safra Kudufa. Says on the morning of the day they gather. And this we also saw earlier, mean to say as follows. Hey, Abdi, what's the schedule of programming on one of these fast days? Amar Abaye, Mitzafra Ajapaga de Yomba, from morning until midday. Anyan Bimili de Masa. They scrutinize the affairs of the town, trying to figure out how could we do better. The next quarter of the day, we read the Torah and the half Torah. And from there on, we dive in Shnemar. They stood in their place and they read from the book of Hashem, Torah Hashem, one quarter of the day. And one quarter of the day, they confess and they bow down to Hashem, their God. This also came up in Megillah. Okay, we will stop over here. I wish you all a wonderful day.